Hello, eco-conscious viewers, and welcome to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. On today's edition, we feature part two of an interview with Dr. Ted Skambos, lead scientist of the National Snow and Ice Data Center, or NSIDC, at the University of Colorado, USA. Dr. Skambos' research covers glaciology, remote sensing, geochemistry, and planetary science. His current studies involve Antarctica's ice sheet, ice shelves, and sea ice. He has briefed former U.S. Vice President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Al Gore on ice sheets and contributed to the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, Climate Change 2007, The Physical Science Basis. The Antarctic is an extremely sensitive area with respect to global warming. A recent study from the University of Toronto found that if a complete disintegration of the Western Antarctic ice sheet were to occur due to climate change, the sheet's sheer weight could cause the Earth's rotational axis to shift by 500 meters. Among the results of such an event would be an uneven global rise in sea level, with the coastline of North America seeing a 6-meter rise and the rest of the world seeing about a 5-meter rise. Last week, Dr. Skambos discussed some of his findings on how rising global temperatures affect the Antarctic ice sheets. Today, he will share more of his valuable knowledge on this topic and present his thoughts on curbing climate change. Dr. Skambos first describes the serious consequences of Antarctic ice disintegration using the example of the Crane Glacier.
Crane Glacier is contributing a few billion tons of ice to the ocean every year, just a few. 360 billion tons of ice represents about 1 millimeter of sea level rise. I guess the message there is that the oceans are very, very big. But Crane Glacier is a fairly small glacier. There are others that can contribute 100 billion tons of ice to the ocean in addition to the snowfall that fell on them every year. Now, that amount would have been about a third of that in the year 1990. So just within the last couple of decades, we've seen a significant increase in how much ice is flowing into the ocean. And of course, we're at the very beginning of what we expect will be a warming trend lasting throughout the next century, and depending on what people do, into the century after that. So it's worrisome because the processes that we're talking about seem to have more of an English expression, a hair trigger, than we anticipated. Just a tiny change leads to a big result, a large area of ice disintegrating, and a very rapid acceleration of the glaciers afterwards. And then the cumulative effect over decades will be that sea level will start to rise more rapidly than we thought, much faster, for example, than simply waiting for a hill of ice to melt in the sun. That would take thousands of years when you're talking about Greenland or Antarctica. It's because of these extra tricks that the ice can do, like enhancing the fracturing and interacting with the ocean, melting more rapidly, accelerating the glacier much faster than we thought possible.
The disappearance of ice from Antarctica and Greenland is a key contributor to rising global sea levels.
The other contribution has to do with warming of the ocean, which causes the water to expand a little bit. That should account for something like 25%, maybe 30% of sea level rise. And then I agree that Greenland and Antarctica each probably account for about 25% of the total sea level rise. And sea level rise rates have been going up since the last 20 or 30 years or so. Prior to about, again, 1990, the sea level rise rate was something like between 1 and 2 millimeters per year. Now the total sea level rise rate is between 2 and 3 millimeters per year. And again, as I said, we're just getting started on this warming trend. The problem is that Greenland and Antarctica have the ability to contribute much, much more ice to the ocean, which would cause sea level rise rate to increase very rapidly. Warming of the oceans it will increase as the pace of warming in the atmosphere increases, but not at the rate that Greenland and Antarctica can increase their contribution of ice to the ocean. So in the future, more and more of sea level rise will come from the ice sheets relative to the thermal expansion of the oceans. I want to be careful. There are many places in the Pacific and in the Indian Ocean where the nations were built on islands that are very close to sea level. And there will be a slight change in sea level in the next century, probably something on the order of half a meter to a meter. That's not quite the same as what the IPCC said, but the IPCC came up with an estimate that didn't include the ice sheets. If you include the ice sheets, perhaps maybe as much as a meter of sea level rise in this century. Many of the islands in the Pacific and in the Indian Ocean are also on seamounts that are not entirely impervious to some change geologically that would also adjust the relative sea level of those islands. And I think a more important problem for all of the low-lying areas around the Earth having to do with climate change is a change in storminess and wave action on the oceans as a result of climate change. Long before these islands are actually submerged by sea level rise, they'll be overrun during storms and storm surges because of an increase of a change in the weather patterns on Earth. So a bigger threat really is not so much sea level rise, but a change in the storminess over these islands.
When we return, Dr. Skambos will discuss the influence of human-caused greenhouse gas emissions on the Antarctic. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, featuring a discussion of global warming's impact on the Antarctic with Dr. Ted Skambos, lead scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center, or NSIDC, in the U.S. Dr. Skambos now explains how feedback mechanisms work in the polar regions and how they are accelerating the heating of the planet.
We are seeing a continued increase of CO2 gas and methane gas in the atmosphere, leading to further warming beyond the normal range in between ice ages in what we call an interglacial period. So by adding the CO2 and this methane to the atmosphere now, when we're already in a warm condition, we have to expect that we'll see less ice than we've ever seen before, warmer temperatures than we've ever seen before, and we'll also see more of this feedback where we get more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere as a result of having more of the world's soil and dirt warm and active biologically. So we have several feedbacks which we're unraveling now, both the ice shelf melting feedback, melting in the Arctic sea ice, which leads to a warmer ocean and a change in climate in the Arctic. The acceleration of glaciers seems to be accelerated by the presence of a little bit of melting, leads to further sea level rise. We know we're going to be pushed in this direction of a climate that we have not seen in several million years. Now, the Earth has had a climate changes many times in the past, but in the past period, since the end of the last ice age, we've had people move to other parts of the Earth and live from doing things that humans in their natural state wouldn't do. Agriculture, the ability to store food, clothing, heating, all of these things that we do so that we can live in every part of the globe. That's what's going to change. That if we expect to be able to support 6 or 7 billion people on Earth, we need to monitor how the Earth is changing, what we're doing to change climate, or we can find ourselves in a situation where the Earth can't support as many people as have populated it since this change in climate at the end of the last ice age.
Is humanity directly responsible for these emissions?
Yes, especially in the Greenland ice core. It's very clear that changes in CO2 and methane are due to human activity. They've pushed the levels of CO2 and methane that are ordinarily in the atmosphere in between ice ages much, much higher than they would ordinarily be. And we have to expect that there will be a big change in Earth's climate, because we've always seen big changes in Earth's climate whenever the atmosphere has changed in between glacial cycles. We're already in a warm period, so we can expect it to get warmer than we're able to see anywhere in the recent past for Earth's history. And it's crucial that we find a solution that enables us to get through this period of climate change with a minimum of impact. That means reducing the amount of greenhouse gases that we put into the atmosphere, reducing the amount of methane, and finding other more sustainable ways to generate energy.
We asked Dr. Skambos about the role of vegetarianism and how this noble lifestyle can help cool the planet.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I think you'll see that people in Europe and in the U.S. will be inclined more favorably, not just towards vegetarianism, but towards growing food and produce locally, to get away from that additional impact that transportation has on the CO2 footprint of how we eat food. And I think people find it to be an enjoyable, fun thing to do, this sort of rediscovering it as a way to address their carbon footprint.
Dr. Skambos has an important message for our viewers.
Everyone out there watching Supreme Master Television, I'm glad you're listening and that you're interested in what's happening all over the globe in response to climate change. And I want to say that it's important to learn as much as possible and to think about how to steer our world governments and world leaders in directions that lead to a sustainable future for all of us.
Our gratitude goes to Dr. Ted Skambos for speaking with us about the melting of the Antarctic and the serious consequences for humanity if climate change is not quickly addressed. We wish him the very best in his continued research on the Antarctic. Thank you, viewers, for your company on today's edition of Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your life be filled with the light and love of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.